You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Next, a story from the Uncuffed team at Solano State Prison in Vacaville.
From Solano State Prison,
this is Uncuffed.
It's pretty cool when we can turn one of our favorite childhood hobbies into a way to earn a living. It may not be about the money. You're just doing something that brings you joy. For one of his first stories, one of our trainees, Jeb DeAngelis, spoke to producer Joe Kirk about his lifelong obsession with riding on two wheels.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle. I rode BMX bikes and stuff when I was a kid. And I basically grew up on a bicycle. That's the one thing I don't talk about to a lot of people. Like, I know a ridiculous amount about bicycles. I worked for a fast food chain called Jimmy John's.
What did you do at Jimmy John's?
I was the delivery guy. Jimmy John's is known for its bike delivery guys downtown because, it's the fastest method to get around. I would do small delivery, anything from small deliveries like little sandwiches to I did catering. And sometimes I would deliver like giant catering orders on a bicycle.
Did anything else really impede your progress when you were delivering for your routes? Traffic, construction?
Traffic was a constant battle. Taxi cab drivers are aggressive and they're trying to do the same thing you're doing. Everybody is in this hustle and bustle to make money. And so you're constantly fighting with taxi cab drivers and yelling at them, and they're yelling at you. And I would not obey the rules of the road, as you can say. I would go the wrong way down one-way streets and dodge cars, kind of like you'd see in a movie when the guy's driving down. I would do that on a bicycle. So I really wanted to be a bike messenger because they were like more punk rock and more cool. And then most of them spent half their days drunk or high. That's what bike messengers did. They were punk rock, they fought, they drank, they were rowdy. And I wanted to be one of those guys. I didn't want to be the little itsy bitsy Jimmy John's delivery guy anymore. You know, I wanted to move on to bigger, better things and live the crazy life. Being a bike messenger, it's basically you got to earn what you eat. You get paid per package. Back then, it was $3 per package. So if whatever I could deliver in an hour was how much I would make. So if I had only delivered like 4 packages an hour, I was not making much money. But if I could deliver like 10, 15 packages an hour, I was making a lot of money. A couple of deliveries I had that really stick out to me, there's actually two of them. One is that there was this architect that would always have me like deliver plans for him all the time and everything else. And I really got to know him. He was a really good guy. And one day he decided to have me deliver a small model house. And I'm sitting there thinking like, well, I'm on a bicycle, you know, and I ride a fixed gear bicycle too. So I need my hands. You know, if you don't have your hands on a fixed gear bicycle and you're trying to stop, that's kind of bad. So here I am, rolling around the streets of Chicago with a little house on my handlebars, trying not to wreck, trying to get to my destination. But that's not the best one. The best one was, I remember there was this guy, he screwed up or whatever. He like did some drinking or something like that and like really messed up with his girlfriend. And he wanted to deliver her flowers at work, but he didn't know how to, you know, he wanted to do it in a weird way or a special way, right? And she worked in this office building and was always getting deliveries from like all sorts of people and stuff and all the time and everything else. So this guy wanted me to deliver a bouquet of flowers to his girlfriend. So I had to go to a flower shop. They paid me to go to a flower shop, pick up the package, the bouquet of flowers. And I was literally riding down Wacker Drive, like freaking bouquet of flowers in my hand, holding it out in front of me, like the Statue of Liberty holding the torch or whatever, like, and sitting here trying to laugh. And people are looking at me like, what the hell, this guy's crazy, trying not to smash these flowers and everything else. And I took him up to a girlfriend and his girlfriend in the building and everything else. And I was like, yeah, here you go. He says he's sorry. And that's all it was. And she was like, oh my God.
Do you miss being a bike courier?
The one thing I miss the most is that nowadays I'm chonky. You know what I mean? I'm a little chubby. And when I was a bike courier, I used to be able to eat like 2 or 3 pizzas a day because I was burning like 4,000 calories a day. And I was skinny and I had a 6-pack and I was in all this great shape and everything else. And now I'm sitting here and I'm like middle-aged and I got a gut. And I'm like, oh man, I really miss that. It was a really great way to stay in shape.
That was Jeb DeAngelis speaking with Joe Kirk. Both of those men are producers in KALW's radio program at Solano State Prison. Our work in prisons is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The producers fact-check content to the best of their ability, and all content is approved by an information officer. You can listen to more stories from Uncuffed at our website, kalw.org/uncuffed. And if you want to support the KALW team that makes Uncuffed, you can text the word Uncuffed to 44321 and just choose your donation amount. That's the word Uncuffed to the number 44321.